brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls ahead of Obama phone lady joining us in studio. And I'm going to have a serious talk with her. And sure, we will have her on as an example of collectivization. And at the same time, though, that she's a smart lady and it has humanity in her, like all of us do, and that hopefully I can get through to her about Obama. So that is coming up. But George in Texas, yeah, Obama kill list critic found dead in New York City, prominent American blogger, and the guy that really headed up killing SOPA, the internet takeover, found hung, and they were trying to put him in jail for 35 years for downloading some MIT policy papers, research papers that taxpayers paid for, and posting them for the public to have. Talk about military-industrial complex. So they say, oh, he committed suicide. That's what they'll do. They'll indict you, say you're depressed, and kill you. Listen, if I ever get indicted, I'm going to fight it forever. I will never commit suicide. And what they do is, even though the D.C. madam said on my show she never commits suicide, and then I knew behind the scenes she was being followed, being harassed, and I even had her condo manager on saying he was friends with her, and that he even gave me her handwriting. It wasn't her. They put out the suicide note. It wasn't even close. A totally different handwriting, and that she was being followed by men, was bringing stuff over to her mother's. They killed her and her mother's out in the shed. And she said, I'll never commit suicide. And then, of course, they always, after somebody says, I'll never commit suicide, they have a, quote, friend. So that's what will happen. If they ever kill me, they'll have a friend come out and say, oh, Alex told me he was. And that person was told by the killers and paid by the killers to do it. That person, that's the person involved, okay? You understand that? Because that's a bunch of baloney. If I was diagnosed with cancer, I will go with Darth Vader-level surgeries and everything else. Alternative, you name it, I'm gonna go out of this world kicking and screaming and snapping like a crocodile. Okay? Let's just get that straight. I'm going all the way, okay? Darth Vader-level medicine, brain surgery, you name it, lungs out on the table, open-heart surgery, whatever it is, I'm doing it. Let's get that straight. I'm never going to commit suicide. Never, 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 never. And I would never murder, suicide my family. That's one of their other favorites, just to wipe out a whole family. Never. If that ever happens, God forbid, knock on wood, pray to Jesus, it won't happen, then you know I was killed. Real fast, your comments on that, George.
I'm glad you said that, because this is really a personal issue for me. The similarities between myself and Aaron Swartz. This is George from Austin. I was out at the Drone Mob event. You had me in studio. I did the drone peaceful protest, and I actually just made a video and uploaded it saying the exact same thing. I took a cue from you after the Piers Morgan show. Yeah, I saw your videos when you're in the hotel. You're being followed. I saw the security guy. And so I felt I had to make a video and post it up on YouTube saying the exact same thing. I'll never commit suicide. I love my life. I love my country, and I believe the solution to this is just to tell the truth, wake people up, political commentary, and, you know, I really, it's really sad that I'm in fear that, you know, I could be, end up in the exact same situation, and so I posted that video up on YouTube, and I don't know if you would allow me to, but I'd really feel a lot safer if your listeners could go take a look at it.
Sure, what's the name of it?
Video. It's youtube.com/youngtruthers.
All right, listen, I got to jump, but listen, folks. The number one cause of death is automobile accidents. Well, not anymore. Now it's suicide. People killing themselves. Then it's cars. You're risking your life every day driving with cars going 70 in this lane. You're going 70 in this lane. If you hit, it's 140 mile an hour, you're dead. I don't care how many seatbelts you're wearing. You're dead 99% of the time. Okay? You're dead. I drive on roads where people die every week. Okay? And I still do it because I like to drive. Folks, take their power away. You're going to die anyway someday. Let me tell you, they keep killing people like this, folks aren't going to put up with it. And I'm not calling for that, but New World Order folks are the ones who better watch their butts.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For joining us, it is the 14th day of January 2013 on this Monday edition. And coming up, after we take more phone calls and cover more news, we are going to have the one, the only Obama phone lady on the broadcast. And if you don't know who the Obama phone lady is, perhaps this will remind you. She's the lady who talked about Obama gave us a phone, and he's going to do more.
Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
Do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You signed up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
Hold on.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Got Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone.
More.
How did he give you a phone?
By the way, guys, that's enough. We are playing her out of the studio, and she's right there sitting behind him. And I got to be honest. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps here and butterflies. Ma'am, can you please go to the green room? You're such a big star, and I'm not joking, for whatever reason. I'm having trouble continuing the broadcast here with you in there. Did you get that chocolate shake I got you? She's awesome. Absolutely awesome. She's right there. I see you. This is incredible. She's already in command. She's all right. You can stay there. That's fine. It is distracting. I tell you, this is a real fringe benefit. It's like caviar. Being able to have, that's one good thing about my job. I get to meet interesting people. And, we've had a lot of famous people in this building, but I tell you, nobody like Obama phone lady. Which, by the way, the Democrats, she was working for them. They went and put her on the desk job after that viral video you just saw. But we're going to break that blockade here on air today with the Obama phone lady, but actually get down to the core of what this lady really stands for. And again, I've sent the link out to the video when she was on the show at Real Alex Jones. Just go to Twitter/RealAlexJones. You want to find the link to the video last night of us hanging out around Austin, Texas. That video now obviously going viral. And we're going to print, again, dozens of questions that listeners are sending in for her. She'll be with us for an hour and a half. All we take phone calls. We're going to have her in studio, and she's going to do more. She's going to answer your questions. She's going to describe why Romney sucks and why he sucks bad. So let's go back to your calls. But you know what? Let me hit one news item before I do that, because I'll never get to it if I don't. Right here on the document cam, if you're watching on television, radio listeners, just search New York has tentative deal on gun control. And that's out of the Associated Press. And they're going to have mental health law that allows for civil confinement of people determined to be a threat to others. And they're saying that if you criticize the government, that's a sign of mental illness. They're saying wanting to own guns is mental illness. And here is an article out of the Washington Post today where, again, the so-called liberals, who are really the authoritarians, they dictate reality. They say that when I went on Piers Morgan, that was wrong. That I got in his face, and that it was abnormal to yell or raise my voice. Now, Governor Cuomo raised his voice when he said, we're going to get the guns last week, started yelling and screaming. Everybody was cheering. Well, that's okay. That's okay, because he's calling for our rights to be taken. But when I said, listen, don't try to take the guns or it'll cause a civil war. Do you understand that? Ron Paul agreed with me 2 days later last week. Just search. Ron Paul says, Second Amendment is the line in the sand. Attempt to take guns will cause civil war. Well, that's bad, too. But when you read this article, whom does Alex Jones represent? They play this game of saying, mainline conservatives, Alex Jones represents you, and this is bad. You're discredited now. Your Second Amendment's discredited. It's a total mind game. It's like them saying, there are no bills that take any of your guns. It's a conspiracy theory. Though this bill does take your guns, it's no big deal. You're like, you just said you don't take my guns. But because they're the boss, they're on the throne, up above us, you're like in the clouds. Oh, okay, you've introduced 11 bills that some of them even take pump shotguns federally, and they're at state levels, and you've got state reps calling for door-to-door gun confiscation. Mainstream News covered that yesterday. All of this is going on. The military training manuals for confiscating guns. All this is happening. And they go, nobody wants your guns. Nobody's coming after your guns. You know, when that tank was slamming into the Waco church and they had troops behind it firing their M16s into the building, the flare footage is clear. They were saying, this is not an assault. Come out with your hands up. And there's footage of Davidians coming out with their hands up. You can see their body resonance heat, the flare footage, and they just shoot them. They fall down. And the tank runs over them. But they said, don't, this is not an assault, come out with your hands up. And when they would come out, this is too big of a distraction now. My son and Obama lady together. Okay, hey, everybody out of the studio, seriously. Out, okay? Yeah, that goes to my son, okay? It's a circus out there, man. I can't focus, there's all this stuff going on out there. Well, talk about chomping at the bit to be on the radio, that's my son. What is the point I was getting to here? They are selling everyone that they control reality. And so, number one, if so-called conservatives don't agree with what I say, that's fine. We're not collectivist. I don't speak for you. You don't speak for me. But everybody's got to, we've got to be nice and turn some of our guns in, and we've got to not raise our voices, and we've got to, yeah. How's that work for people that are constitutionalists, conservatives, libertarians, whatever you want to call it? I mean, Romney was for Obamacare. He wrote the thing for banning semi-autos, for open borders, for carbon taxes. Should I keep going on here? And that's who they ran so he would lose. Like a rigged Don King boxing match. I mean, come on, folks. And so I get up there and I go, listen, stop saying you don't want our guns and stop saying this is about kids. This is about authoritarianism. You're on notice. Don't start the Civil War. Is that clear? You're a mouthpiece for globalist criminals, and I'm putting you on notice. That's exactly what. In fact, I wish I'd have been more hardcore instead of even responding to anything he was saying. Now that, you know, hindsight's 2020, I should have done more. Paul Revere rode through the countryside when they came for the guns, saying, to arms, the British are coming. The redcoats are coming. Wanteth by land, toeth by sea. Our forebears went out and killed people. I'm not calling for that. I don't want that to start. I want to fix this peacefully. But if so-called libertarians and conservatives can't handle somebody going, listen, you twit, go back to your country and stop telling me to turn my guns in. If they can't handle it, then may your chains set lightly upon you, lick down and lick the hand that feeds you, crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Will you guys print me the Patrick Henry Liberty or Death speech? I mean, why does New Hampshire say liberty or death on the license plates? Why do we get a tear in our eyes at the Star Spangled Banner? What's that song about? It's about people in a fort under bombardment, not giving up. It's about ragtag farmers and people taking on a military that had defeated the Spanish, the French, the Dutch, the Portuguese. You want me to keep going here? I mean, the British Army a few years later beat Napoleon. And our ancestors literally had to go bushwhack people by the end of the war to get ammo. And they don't want you knowing about that. I'm up here just saying, hey, man, don't come to my country and tell me turn my guns in and tell us collectively as gun owners that it's our fault somebody died. It's your fault for making that a gun-free zone. It's your fault for advertising the place to go kill people as a school. Boy, that really got to them. They were going, pull the plug when I said that. They were, no, because they know that. They know, they're hyping school shootings every single day on corporate, New World Order, globalist-run traitor media, hoping mentally ill people go into schools and shoot people. I mean, they are hyping copycatters like it's going out of style. And I put them on notice, man. They're trying to get more kids killed. They're the ones that set the whole thing up. They know full well that the drug inserts on those drugs. By the way, I've got Sanjay Gupta, or whoever he pronounces his name, the brain surgeon, Gupta, and Tom Ridge. I saw a Natural News article today, always great reportage, but I didn't see where the links were to Sanjay Gupta and Ridge saying drugs are probably the cause of these shootings. So I went and searched what they said. It might have just been an oversight. And I actually found everything they said. I actually found the transcripts and the videos. I've got those. I told Paul Watson to add links to it. So good for that former head of Homeland Security. Man, what's going on with Tom Ridge? That guy has got like a conscience. He wrote a book saying Bush put out fake terror alerts as a pretext to take our liberties. And now he's come out and said, we got to look at these drugs. That's the main, you know, unifying issue. I mean, good job, former head of Homeland Security, Ridge. I mean, by the way, the head of Homeland Security is a puppet, folks. They usually don't even know half of what's going on. This is an outside shadow government, not the front guys you see. And I'm not saying Ridge is a perfect guy. I'm seeing signs, though, that he's got a heart and a soul. And that's all I'm looking for. All right, we'll take some more calls and get Obama phone lady in here. And the point is that they're telling you what is acceptable behavior. They're telling you what reality is. They're telling you you killed those kids collectively, so you have guilt. And that makes me angry. And they're trying to get more kids killed. Okay? Now, what would George Washington do? Would George Washington cower to Piers Morgan? What would Thomas Paine do?
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Coming up, we're not going to be fighting though, but we are building it up. The Eye of the Tiger, the Obama phone lady. Right here in Austin, Texas. Rising up. The thrill of the fight. It's the Eye of the Tiger. In fact, we'll just re-intro her with this again. Kind of like her royal entrance. Whenever she comes on the broadcast. It's the Eye of the Tiger. Here it is. Oh, yeah.
Rising up. Back
you know you love that song, even though it's cheesy. Everybody knows when they're driving along, they turn this up. Play that off YouTube. It's not doing it justice. Here it is. Crank it up. Hey, she runs the challenge. Clear down here to be the crazy Texan. Got to give it to Obama phone lady. Of the tiger. All right, Billy in California. You want to talk about Satan? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jones, for having me on right now.
You bet, buddy.
Just want to talk to you about Jimmy Savile. They just recently found out in the UK articles, a couple of UK articles, that he was involved with satanic ritualism, which is a really big shock, not to us, of course. But
No, David Icke said over a decade ago that he was a pedophile and a Satanist, and that's on record. And he said it about a bunch of other people. You know, David Icke worked at the BBC. You can say what you want about the guy, but like George Orwell, he worked at the highest levels of the BBC. And, of course, Savile. Yeah, you're right. That's now coming out, the Satanism. Yep.
Yeah, basically, I was hoping, I know you do talk about this, often about how Satanism is involved in this. And I was wondering maybe if you could do a future show really focusing on how deep Satanism has gone. You know, whether it be in Nazism in the past and how it's led America down this path of darkness, and just really showing people that, you know, we really need to understand that we're dealing with some super high level demonic activity here as it leads America down the path of destruction.
You could take one look at Jimmy Savile. I can tell pretty much if somebody's a real Luciferian. Because they look like that in the eyes. I don't care if they're black, white, who they are. And that's a guy that hung out with the royal family like no one else and hung out and, quote, supplied things. He would brag, oh, I supply special things to government parties. And see, they don't trust you at the highest levels of government now. Because here's the news, folks. They don't just hurt the children. Okay? If it all comes out on this guy from my sources, they don't just watch snuff films. And we know that's a huge industry. They produce them. Let's put him back on screen. International Business Times, Jimmy Savile, satanic sex ring claim, star worship the devil. And all these top reporters are coming out and saying, yeah, he would just brag about worshiping the devil, how he was with the royal family. This is a guy who could get into the royal palaces, had his own keys and stuff. Nobody got that. And that's who they are. That's who we're fighting. I mean, I sit here and... That's why I should be so serious. I joke around and stuff because I can't be serious all the time or I'd go crazy. But, I mean, yes, we're dealing with Satanists that want to torture children to death. I mean, that's who we're fighting. That's who runs the government. And if people don't get that, there's no future.
Yeah. Yeah, just basically at the, you know, when I talk to people about this stuff, that's eventually where I lead them to, and they don't want to believe it. And then when they find out for themselves, they're like, wow, this is really happening. It's really in front of
us. I want people to learn to see the look. You should punch it back up. You see that guy? I have been to the court cases. I've covered it with the CPS. Half of them look like that. Men or women, black or white, they look just like that. When you're possessed by whatever demon is in those people, that's what it looks like on your screen if you're a TV viewer. If you don't know who Jimmy Savile is, just search engine it and get ready. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is a demon of hell. A demon of hell. And the only reason this is all coming out right now is the EU is blackmailing the British government to bring down the England and put them into the EU. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that's why this is all coming out right now? And more even may come out. You know, they may come out on the news someday and say, yeah, we chop kids' heads off and drink their blood as it sprays out of their you know, stump. They'll be like, well, that's good. Like, but I don't want to do that. Well, you're an extremist, you know? Because the Aztecs cut kids' hearts out every day when the sun came up. And if you didn't think that was normal, they'd kill you. You're like, but that's crazy. No. When you're in the devil worshiper kingdom, you're crazy. See, those of us that don't like all this are like, hey, you're not getting my guns, devil worshippers. They're like, you're mentally ill. We're going to have to put you in solitary.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we'll cue up the Obama phone, famous audio video here in a moment for folks. So new listeners who don't know who she is can get an idea and be reminded. But when she flew into town last night, there were people at the airport taking photos, shooting video of her. Also, there were people when we went out to eat who were coming over wanting to take photographs with her. I mean, that's the power of YouTube. And it wasn't just that it was somebody on there saying, I want Obama to give me something. There's plenty of videos like that. It's that she was interesting and she was funny. And so people ask, why did you bring Obama phone lady down to Austin, Texas to be in studio with us? Well, and her husband as well, who we've had a chance to hang out with, Harvey. We brought her down here because she's a phenomenon. And I guess the way she disappeared from being an obvious Democratic Party canvasser, disappearing, that they had put her up in an office, and that is indeed what she told me last night on video. And, you know, I thought, hey, let's actually hear from the person, the real person, not just a short clip. Let's see what she really stands for, what she really believes in, just from a sociology perspective, to, you know, really understand what is in the mind of someone who really thinks Obama's a great guy. There are a lot of people that think Mitt Romney was a great guy. I didn't like Mitt Romney either. Her son, you know, thinks that I'm a Republican because I don't like Obama. Whenever a Republican gets in office, people think I'm a Democrat because I don't like it when Republican presidents are torturing and wars and all this. I just marvel at how when somebody's guy is in office, be they Republican or Democrat, they suddenly switch off their thinking process. And if the other party was doing that, they'd be upset. But because it's seen as their guy, well, then everything is great. But here is the Obama phone lady clip. Here it is.
Obama. You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody.
Okay. Now, she's going to be with us for the next hour and 20 minutes, maybe even into overdrive. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know we've got callers on other issues holding, but you can address your question to myself and, of course, to Michelle Dowery, who is here in studio with us. But first off, Michelle, I want to commend you for having the courage to come down here. Describe that thinking process and how that happened, and then tell people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, you fans. My name is Michelle Dowery. I live in Cleveland, Ohio. I work for the Obama campaign. The campaign was over November 11th. I went out and campaigned for Obama to get voters in to vote for Obama. One thing I liked what I did, this was like my second year campaigning. You know, he won this the second 4 years. The first 4 years I did it, and it's the second. A lot of people didn't know about voting. They thought if you had a warrant for your arrest, you couldn't vote. I explained to them that had anything to do with it. Some people wanted to vote, thought if they go get an ID that the police would get them. No. We had people that wasn't from this country, but they had foreign IDs, which they've been here 2-3 years. They need to go change it over and get a state ID to vote. It was very nice, very interesting what I did.
When you talk about people, U.S. citizens that have been out of the country?
Yeah, we had people that was from overseas, a few of them that didn't even have an Ohio state ID and been here 2-3 years. So I explained.
Were they U.S. citizens?
Yeah, they were not from Ohio.
But they were U.S. citizens.
Right. They were U.S. citizens now, but they didn't even take the effort to get their state ID yet. So I opened some doors for a couple of them people, too, because, you know, once I told them how you had to have a state ID and a vote, they went and got a state ID and they voted.
Let me be honest with you. The first thing that pops in some listeners' minds and the first thing that, you know, popped in my wife's mind was, oh, the Obama phone lady, you know, don't be mean to her. Obviously, I'm not here to get you here to be mean to you. In fact, contrary to that, I would like to try to see if I can communicate with you and actually show you the fact that Obama is just as bad as the Republicans, probably even worse, and that he does not have your best interest at heart, and he's an incredible liar. But again, that's my view. Tell us why you like Obama.
Well, I liked Obama. I had seen him last year win, and some things had went on by me being a minority and didn't know no better. I know he really didn't set the phones off. Once I spoke on that on YouTube, they showed me that it was passed, but when Obama got an election, it was Obama phones. That's how.
Well, they radically increased the funding.
Right. But he didn't put that bill out for us to get the Obama phone. That was Clinton, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But did you know that my mother now calls her phone the Obama phone?
Well, everybody in Cleveland calls them Obama phones. If you look on, you know, and this is weird.
But we just call cell phones Obama phones now, period.
Well, that's not...
It's like people don't call search engines, they call them Googles.
Well, I never knew about it till I applied and I got one. So, they are called Obama's phone. He got the name for him, but he didn't...
How many Obama phones do you have?
One. But my sister has four or five of them, so that's what really pressed me to get them, because I work. My sister don't work. She have no kids. She got four or five. She got three or four Obama phones and don't pay a bill. Here I am. I got Revel, and I pay every month.
Now, expanding on that, I mean, do you see the danger of people getting to where they're dependent on the government?
Yes, I do, even myself. But I'm coming out of it.
Well, I mean, you've got a job.
Yes, I got a job. I started the day after Christmas, 26th of December.
My issue is, obviously, government at some levels needs to be there as a safety net. But government, and I can actually, after the show today, show you some of their statements. About 100 years ago, said, we need to take control of society. We're going to do it by making people dependent. And they didn't set up welfare and stuff to help people. They set it up to control people.
Right, right. And that's true. I've seen that with my own eyes in Cleveland, in Ohio. They set it up to control you and have some where they can feed back and get you right in. You know, I'm one of the ones. I got a child that I get child support for. And by me getting the child support, here it is. The child is 10 years old. The dad been working off and on, and we're not getting any money. And I'm asking the child support people, what you mean? Here he is working. I need to send the Channel News people in there because here he is working. And he keeps saying they're taking the money out, but we ain't getting none. And we haven't got any. He's 10 years old. So here I am right now. Where's Obama now? You know, and like one thing, I'm glad he won the elections, but I want to see what he's going to do.
Because you told me that last night. What do you expect Obama to do? What could he do?
What could he do? He could do a lot. He's the man with the plan on the 25th of January. But is he going to do it? You know? And I know they keep saying it takes time, it takes time, it takes time. Only thing I seen he did, they passed the election and people calling Obama phones. But for this in Ohio, I haven't seen him do too much. He haven't even put up his office on Lee and Harvard. He's supposed to be rebuilding it and everything. He haven't did that yet.
Let me ask you a question. Have you noticed prices have gone up on most products?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Prices, gas, cigarettes.
Do you know what the private Federal Reserve is?
No, I don't.
Well, this country was taken over in 1913 by offshore European banks, and they've been devaluing the dollar ever since, but most of the devaluations happened in the last 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama has got the printing presses turned up on high, but all that's doing is devaluing the dollar. The president really can't do anything for the people long term. Anything he does do will end up being turned towards bad. That's the problem with big government. That's why it doesn't work.
I heard that too.
Did you know that in communities, in the black community, that, quote, illegitimacy, that is the parents getting divorced or the dad never being there, was less than 10% back in the 50s, and now it's over 90%?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the state has taken over. But it's not just the black community. It's happening everywhere now.
Right.
I mean, it's like a plague. Wherever government takes over. What will more government money do?
Well, what I look at it is, what will government money do is nothing. It's not doing anything. Here I am as a living sacrifice, and they haven't did anything to me. You know, feed us and get bigger and bigger with the food stamps. Father's cash, they've been stopped the cash. So he's not really doing anything right now.
But how did we go from being able to feed the whole world 50 years ago to where we can't even produce our own food now? See, globalism is poverty.
Mm-hmm.
The policy is poverty. They want to make you poor so that they can control you. Do you know how horses got domesticated? Do you know how pigs got domesticated? Do you know how cows got domesticated?
No, I don't.
Well, it's the same way we're becoming domesticated. You simply set up an area and start putting food out for them. Then they get used to eating it. Then you put a fence up around it, but leave a gate open. Then they start going in. Then you just go close the gate one day. Then you make them come to you when they're starving to get the food.
Mm.
And pretty soon, you're on a spit being basically roasted. That that's being sent off to fight illegal wars. That's here's an example. To get welfare in a lot of states, they try to force you to take vaccines. Do they tell you, do you know folks that are on welfare?
Yes.
Do they tell you that you got to take vaccines?
No.
They don't?
No.
You take vaccines?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Vaccines?
Yes.
Vaccination shots?
Yeah.
Because I had all my shots.
What would you say if I told you that they put all sorts of deadly things in those shots?
Well, that's now. I'm a little older, so I won't need no vaccination shot.
Well, they are starting to try to make adults take them. Do you know about the Tuskegee experiments?
Where they put them in animals or something?
Hold on, I've got my phone going off here. I've got my Obama phone going off right here. Anyways, now we're having a serious interview here all of a sudden. You were pretty wound up last night, so was I.
I am still wound up.
Look, I've got so many questions here that I could ask. I know we've got so many callers on so many fronts. Let me just give you one example right here, because I'm not here to beat you up because you're an Obama supporter. I mean, I get the argument of, well, the Republicans, you know, they're, you know, torture, secret arrest, wars, lying, corporate welfare, banker bailouts. You know, at least Obama says he wants to help me. My issue is, did you hear how they paid $22 billion to ship General Motors, Cadillac, and Volt plants to China?
Mm.
Now, I mean, it's one thing if they left the country. We paid to make them leave.
Right.
And there's hundreds of things like that. Did you know Obama, Congress wouldn't pass a law, but he's shutting down our coal power plants and power prices are going up everywhere? You know why that is?
No. People, I don't know. No, I don't.
My point is, Obama is a front man for some very dangerous criminal organizations. Have you heard of the New World Order?
A little bit. I heard you talk.
Okay, these are people that want you dead.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the tens of thousands of experiments killing U.S. troops, killing foster children?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, they admit they want you to know all day. We're the government. We kill you.
Right.
Did you hear about the thousands of black people injected with syphilis?
Yeah, I heard about
that. That's Tuskegee.
Right.
Now, that's the reason I raised that, not because you're black, but because people have heard of that.
Right.
That was a 50-year program, okay, and nobody got in trouble for that.
Right.
Did you know the U.N. gave millions of kids in India vaccines last year, and 60-plus thousand of them got paralyzed? I mean, those kids are never going to run and play again. They're paralyzed. A lot of them died. Now, did you know they put that in the back of the paper like it was like they were talking about the, you know, the price of gasoline or something?
Mm.
Now, why would the government put U.S. troops in chambers and nerve gas them to death? Guys hadn't done anything.
Right.
Black, white, you know, kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we trust them?
In a way, I really don't. As I'm a living sacrifice now here in America, and I did all this work for to help with Obama. You know, you got paid a dollar sign nice and everything. But 4 years ago, he said what he was going to do, and he still ain't done it. Why is it taking so long? He said the mothers that, like me, got kids, a 10 and a 15-year-old. How should if I don't have a job just getting food stamps? How could I live? How could I pay my rent? You know, and these are people that press for you to win, you know? And then I look at him like he being a black president. At least he look out for the black minority who got you in this chair, you know? Because even with me doing what I did, you know, by it being a lot of big shot white guys around, they didn't really want to see me go from canvassing on the streets to an office job. Do you know right before it was over, they gave me that job in the office maybe a week or two at the last minute after I had already walked 5 or 6 miles.
Well, see, here's the thing. You're a really nice lady. The way you described it to me, tell folks, I mean, tell us how they called you in after the Obama phone video went viral. I mean, describe that, because you told me last night.
Okay, well, when I got the job that I was doing, walking in the field service, they called me in the office, and they was like, do you know how you showed your ass? You know, how I really talked to the cameraman, and I said what I said. And I said the first thing came to my heart. And he was like, do you know that Obama didn't get the phones? It don't matter. People are walking around, even you, the job that I got, the phone you gave me, say Obama. So if this is all what we see and know, this is what people thinking that.
And then you told me they put you in the office.
They gave me an office job.
So that you wouldn't be on the street.
That I wouldn't be on the street.
And then what did they tell you about that?
Well, when I got an office job, they told me they didn't want me on the street because I had so many voters for Obama. You know, I was really going out there talking. They knew because at the end of the day, turning your paperwork, I got over 75 to 100 people.
But do you really believe you did such a good job, we pulled you off it?
Right. But I don't believe that. I believe they pulled me off because he was full of stuff, too.
Well, but see, the difference is here with me, Michelle, is I'm talking to you straight.
Right.
See, I don't see you as a human resource to be used.
Right.
I see you as a real person
mm-hmm.
who has incredible potential.
Right.
And I want you to know
right.
that I have Margaret Sanger and all the documents where they said about 100 years ago, they said, we're going to go in and take over the black community. We're going to hire their leaders. And we're going to get abortion legalized so we can kill these people. The Democratic Party exists to put you 6 feet under.
Mm.
The Republicans are a bunch of gangsters, too. But the Democrats, a modern Democratic Party, is designed to kill black people. We'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Subdued right now, but during the break, she was their old Obama phone lady self. Michelle Dowery is here with us in studio. A whole nother hour coming up, and we will also open the phones up as well. But continuing here, I sent the guys over to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal because And I don't do this to be condescending. I do this to get it all out in the open. Wow, that's where I've never seen a Happy Meal where it's torn open. My son must have been in this. See, it's designed to get kids to go after it. But it's the same thing with adults. A free phone, it's like Indians selling Manhattan for a box full of glass beads that didn't even cost, you know, half a pound or British sterling. It's selling your birthright for baubles. The government shouldn't be the place we're getting phones from. The government, guys, I don't think that door's completely shut. Can we shut that door completely? Thank you. This is the type of issue that we're dealing with here. And it is an artificial system. You know, not only is this meant to lure kids in, a bunch of GMO crud with Monsanto on the board of this organization. And it's a Happy Meal, but really what it is a spider's web. So, you know, here's my issue. That's the same thing with the Obama phone. It's like a Happy Meal. You've got the Obama phone right there, don't you?
Yes, sir.
It's like Excalibur. Hold it up for the camera so people can see that. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. And again, just to be clear about this, the Republicans out there, half of them work for defense contractors. They're getting government money, too. I'm not here judging you because you want an Obama phone. What about all the corporate welfare? What about the trillions in banker bailouts? Did you know for every dollar that went to banker bailouts, they had like $1 in welfare? Again, if we are going to have a socialist system, the people are sure selling out cheap.
Right.
Why didn't you like Romney?
Romney was going to take the food stamps. He was going to take the stamps. He was going to make us work for the food stamps. What else he said he was going to do? He was going to cut our hours back. You know, in Ohio, they got the cameras. He was up on the camera with the speeding and... Romney was really on it.
I mean, Obama is continuing and expanding NSA spying. Obama has signed a law where they can secretly disappear American citizens and even kill us, called the NDAA. He's got drone attacks going on all over the world. Again, I'm not saying Romney's good either. My point is they're all really bad, and Obama isn't your friend. What do you think of Obama continuing torture?
What do I think he's continuing to torture? Is that what you said?
Yes, I mean, are you aware of his foreign policy?
A little bit.
My point is that, I mean, do you think torture is okay?
No.
What about drone attacks?
No.
Where they're just bombing. And by the way, the countries where they're bombing, it's illegal. Right. There's no declaration of war. They're just flying around killing whoever they want. Do you think Obama really cried on TV for the dead kids of Sandy Hook?
No.
You think it was fake?
A little bit. I mean, he got to play his part. He's the president. I mean, if he goes out and cried in every little situation, hell, he wouldn't have no tears left. You know? He got to play his part, too.
The whole world is a stage. Each of his players upon it?
No. I'm not going to agree on that one.
But you're saying, here's the deal. I don't play my part. I mean, if I cry, I really am crying.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, they'll kill hundreds of innocent people at a wedding to get one bad guy, they claim.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama doesn't cry for all those little kids. Have you seen the video of little kids in Libya and Syria with their lower jaws blown off and stuff?
Right.
Screaming for mommy?
Right.
Why isn't Obama crying for them?
Well, he probably felt sad and moved on. But I think he could have did more.
Well, he is doing more. He's bombing more countries.
Right.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.